Psalm 109, Part 2, Preface. The dreadful power of sin is pictured to us in Judas the traitor. He was covetous, and his love of money made him a thief, so that he defrauded his master and withheld from the poor the gifts intended for them. Soon he was led on to betray his master for a paltry sum of money into the hands of his enemies. And when his conscience awoke and pictured to him the enormity of his dastardly act, he fell into despair and ended as a suicide. When we ask, what was it that put the rope around his neck, we must answer, it was the love of money. Had he resisted this and put it away early, he would not have ended as he did. Sin is like a whirlpool. It first attracts, and those enticed by it are drawn in stronger and stronger until they are hopelessly engulfed. Tamper not with the wine cup, and gratify not the craving for liquor. It is the way to the drunkard's grave. Associate not with persons of loose morals. It is the way to the ruin of body and soul. Sit not where the scoffers sit. It may cost you your soul. Beware of the first step, bearing in mind the exultation of Solomon, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. On the power and curse of sin, hear the second part of the 109th Psalm. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covers him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. Summary. That it was Christ who, through David, spoke these words of his betrayer, Judas Iscariot, is certain from the first chapter of Acts, where the words of the 8th verse are quoted as referring to that unhappy disciple, and there it is also related how Matthias was chosen in the place of Judas. So these words were not words of King David cursing an enemy. They are the words of Jesus, the ordained judge, pronouncing the curse which would fall on Judas. The selling of that innocent blood did fall on Judas and the Jews, and the curse is there unto this day. The persecutors, blasphemers, and despisers of Jesus will not go unpunished. The day is coming when he will be revealed from heaven in flaming fire to take vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. O my soul, flee thou to the hills from which cometh thy help. Hasten to Calvary and seek refuge under the cross, that the curse of sin remove from thee, and thou mayest inherit the blessing. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, how deeply wast thou humbled, since thou didst condescend daily to walk with thy betrayer, though the malice of his heart was not hid from thee. Surely thou desirest the salvation of sinners. Have compassion on my poor soul, wash it with thy blood, and grant me strength to resist sin, that I may overcome and inherit the blessing. Amen.